The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello and welcome to season two of Deep Cuts, Lost and Found. I am here with my very best friends from Needham High School. We graduated back in 1987. We share with each other some of our favorite overlooked, underappreciated songs, album tracks, no singles, no hits, just songs that we think are really special. With a different theme, tonight the theme is summer songs. I'm here with Derek Brain, Bill Federko, Rich Air, and Chris Nashwadi. It's Deep Cuts. So I'm Tom Skolovich, I'm your host with my friends here. We're doing a special show all about summer songs. So let's talk a little bit about sort of how we came with this theme. This is our first show back after a long break. Anybody
back, baby.
How long?
That's right. We're going to shake off the rust with a theme show.
Exactly. And it's hot. I don't know. I'm here in Los Angeles and I can tell you it is hot. Yeah, it's very,
it's
very
like
hot.
Like a gorilla's armpit. It's hot. Yes, it's very hot. And what better to do in the summer than a summer show? I mean, it's kind of an obvious choice, I think, for a theme. Right, boys?
Well, let's talk a little bit about like the previous season. So we got a lot of like nice feedback from folks. And one of the things that was sort of compelling in starting another season was really figuring out what did we want to do. And I think that one of the fun parts for me was we got to 1992, which is a really exciting year. And I like the idea of us going deeper into the 90s and into the 2000s. But also some of these themed shows, which seem to be among the more popular ones. I mean, has anyone noticed that there's been like an uptick in people listening to the theme shows versus the other ones?
Yeah, no, I think the theme shows are popular. The most popular show is 1980. I don't know quite the reason, but it's by far the most popular, followed by, I think, 77, which was our first show.
Well, that makes sense because it's the first show.
Right.
That's
right.
Where you start, right?
Right. But
1980 is sort of like this statistical
outlier.
Blip. It's just
But
I like being freed from the yoke of the year every once in a while. It's kind of a fun experiment and a fun way to just be able to bring in other things.
Yeah, it gives us a chance to be a little more creative.
Yeah.
And so tonight we're doing songs that we associate with summer themes, just basic music that sort of smacks of the warmer season.
Exactly. I had a little trouble with the theme.
That's because you live in San Diego where it's summer like 12 months a year.
It's always summer. But like, is it the summer vibe? Is it does it have to have summer referenced things in the song? I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Thinking about this assignment, it just started blowing my mind. It was just opening up all these different, I went down so many different avenues. So
yeah, well, that's part of the charm, right? That you get.
Yeah,
to,
and I don't think it matters. I think you can have. Yeah. It's great to have songs that actually have, you know, summer themes in the song itself. But you know, I also pick songs that just I associate with summer or that felt that way to me, whether they were about summer or not.
It's like a Rorschach test. It's like it could be a song about summer or it could be a song about, you know, subliminally wanting to have sex with your mom.
Well, probably not that.
But I think I found that I'm much more strict about winter and autumnal songs. Like I have bands and songs that I really need to listen to in the winter in a way that I don't in the summer. So it was a little harder for me than choosing colder weather songs for me. But
is anyone else that strict about what they listen to?
No, but Derek's got his old Luna when it snows.
I have certain thing, you know, there's just certain Galaxy 500 songs that I need to play in the first snow, you know. It definitely, you know, I have that.
Okay. He likes to greet the equinox with a little Dean Wareham. That's his thing.
That's right.
Of course.
Well, on that note, why don't we, Chris, why don't you start us off? What would you like to start the show off with?
Oh, baby.
Ash wearing the Fletch shirt, by the way, tonight.
Thank you. That's something that you really want to bring up on a radio broadcast that people can't see.
5'5", 5'9" with the afro.
Exactly. I guess, you know, there's something about this band, the Polyphonic Spree, that I really like. They have this whole choral rock thing, just tons of voices coming together, and sounds very like Beach Boys-y, and they have a lot of French horns, so you get like a little bit of a Sgt. Pepper's vibe in there. To me, they sound very California, but they're actually from Dallas. So the song I'm going to choose has a summer connection in that it is called Light and Day, Reach for the Sun. And it's off their first album, The Beginning Stages of Polyphonic Spree, and it's from 2002. So let's give that a whirl.
It's Deep Cuts, Lost and Found, Round 23, new season, opening up with The Polyphonic Spree. Size of it and the build of it, and it's got the church revival thing going on. It's got so much.
It's so mammoth. Like, the sound is just so big.
Yeah.
You know, I love about it.
Aren't there like 50 people in the group?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never got this band. I don't get it. I don't know. They're sort of like a, you know, like a Saturday Night Live skit where like they just have this one joke that they just beat to death. You know, like they just have this, they got a bunch of robes and
I kind of dig it. I dig it. Built to Spill, like the Doug Marsh from Built to Spill kind of my vibe.
Derek feels like being a little, you know, feisty out of the gate.
Yeah, Derek, season two, he's coming out as the heel.
I'm going to be the heel, yeah.
I've seen the band live, and I think
How many people were on stage?
It was a ton. I would say 20. Like, it was a huge group.
Were they good?
They were really enjoyable to watch live. In fact, I was excited about the record the way you were when it first came out. And at a certain point, maybe round two, the second record, I started to feel like the same description that Derek has. Like, the taste kind of goes wrong. It feels a little culty.
Goes a long way.
It's a cult I enjoyed for a few weeks, and then I moved on to the next cult. So, but live, they were extraordinary because they're fully committed. And I think one of the things that's really nice about seeing gospel music live, or seeing any music that is sort of allows people to be emotionally unhinged and just completely committed, it does that really well. So I'm a fan. So nice pick.
All right.
To address Derek's issue, I don't think that these guys are tongue in cheek. I think there's an earnestness about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they're, not like some postmodern nod to like Jesus Christ Superstar. And they're not trying to like be some like Heaven's Gate sort of cult. I think that they really just,
they're happy.
They're just hopped up on choral music.
Good feelings.
All right. I'll try again.
I have this on, you guys remember when they had super audio discs? I have a 5.1 surround sound DVD of this record.
Wow. It
sounds like someone got taken, but yeah, go ahead.
I was trying to support you, Nash, but no. Yeah, Derek, I don't know what the fuck.
I got in my own way on that one.
Oh my God. Well, Derek, you get to take the next spot. Victory. Where would you like to take us?
Let's see where the heel wants to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do a song by the New Orleans band, The Meters.
Nice.
It was, you know,
where are they from again, Derek?
New Orleans.
Okay.
This was, you know, a big song for them, but I don't think it gets played much anymore. It came out, you know, the year most of us was born, 1969. I really dig the song, and I don't know, it just kind of reminds me of that sort of time when you're young and you're thin and you've just moved to a big city and it's summertime and you're walking down the streets and you're feeling pretty cool about things. It's a song
very specific.
It's a skinny man strut.
We have to be thin to enjoy this.
Well, no, but it just reminds me of a certain feeling you have when you're young and you know, you're in the city. But it's a song called Sissy Strut. It's a nice little funk nugget. And it's great. It's good. Sissy Strut by The Meters.
Deep cuts, round 23. digitalicious little funk nugget. Nicely put.
Who's the drummer there?
Oh, that is Joseph Ziggy Modaliste, otherwise known as Zigaboo.
Love it.
Yeah, and I also, you know, you got to think that, you know, given when this was done, like, just the way that that cymbal just goes, just cuts, you know, like, he's doing that by hand. Like, that's not some, like, electronic, you know, he's just having to, like, shut that down himself, you know, and that's not a loop. That's him just playing that beat the whole time. It's...
I'm gonna lobby for more Zigaboo on this show.
I feel bad. I was doing the white man's overbite to that whole song. I was like,
oh yeah.
Can feel the heat off the pavement.
If that makes me a sissy for doing that strut, so be it. I don't care.
That's right.
That was great.
Lovely. All right, I'm gonna follow up with a song that I got to hear in a kind of cool time period of my life that was felt very summery. And I just realized,
was it in the summer?
Well, it was in the summer when I heard it for the first time. I think some cool DJ just played it, and it just kind of blew my mind when I first heard it. So without further ado, I'll just drop my track. It's Billy Stewart, his version of Summertime, and hope you dig it. It's Deep Cuts.
La.
It's just such a monster of a song. There's so much going on.
Good God, man. George Gershwin's like, what did you do with my song?
That's the first time I've heard that. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's a great version.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I love this this era in Chess Records, you know, who did this. You know, like there's an Etta James record called Peaches, which is, you know, kind of probably close to around when this was made. And like, it's got that same thing. It's just got these musicians and arrangements on it that are just so great. Those horns are just awesome.
I love also the story behind the guy. He was a child. He became famous as a child singer, but he was doing a family gospel group radio show in Washington, D.C. So he came up basically just singing gospel, and then he later became an R&B singer and a pianist. And this version is just an incredible version of Gershwin's tune. He died tragically just a few years after he did this. This was recorded in 1966, which is an amazing year, especially in the Chess Records time period. Wow. And he died in 69, had a minor motorcycle accident, but he was a very overweight dude.
He had the sugars.
He had the sugars. He had diabetes. So he just didn't recover and he passed away. Sort of a tragic end, but an amazing song. And what a performance. My goodness.
Is the rest of this record as awesome as that?
There's a lot of interesting stuff in it. Nothing is so perfectly congealed as this. Yeah. But I'd say it's a record worth listening to just for his vocal performance, because he's he's on fire, you know, as a vocalist.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently his nickname for a little while as a singer was Motormouth.
He's like Louis Prima in his prime. Killing it.
Lovely.
I love it.
All right, Billy, where do you want to take us?
Oh, good God. I'm going to go so much, a much lower key than that. I mean, well, I guess it's hard to compare with that. I'm going to go with Josh Rouse. Josh from Nebraska originally, then Nashville, and then he moved to Spain. And this song is certainly influenced, I think, by his time in Spain. The song is Summertime. Clearly not a hard one for me to pick, you know, choosing a summer song. But it's laid back. It's relaxed. It's got a happy vibe. It reflects on, you know, his good times as a kid, things like tube socks, drinking iced tea, swimming pools, fireworks, drive-ins, things like that. Just a good feeling song. So it's Summertime by Josh Rouse.
It comes a summertime, the feeling's in the air. I remember cigarettes, tube socks, sunburns, and long blonde hair. Comes the summertime, yeah, it's coming soon. I remember living upstairs, drinking iced tea and swimming pools. And the feeling doesn't last that long. Before you know it, it's up and gone. Oh yeah, things we do. Summertime, yeah, it's coming soon. I remember watermelon finger banging, purple rain, and being cool. Here comes the summertime, the feeling's in the air. I remember driving soap operas, fireworks, and county fairs. That long before you know it is up and gone. Oh yeah, things we do. In the summertime.
Brings me back.
Wait, how old is he?
Is Josh? Josh is 50, I think. So he's a little younger than us.
Right. You just said, I remember cigarettes, tube socks, sunburns, and long blonde hair. That sounds like the 70s.
Well, he was born in what, 72, if he's 50?
Right.
So, yeah.
So he was smoking real young.
Yeah.
So well, Purple Rain, too, right?
Purple Rain, 1984. Yeah. So he would have been, 12? But I remember playing stickball with Nash in the summers and capture the flag, catamaraning on skateboards, fun stuff. Just doing
kick
nothing.
The can and telephone.
Kick the can. Yeah.
I remember being bored. Like that was kind of an amazing.
That's a good thing.
I know. Right? It's like I don't remember.
When did we ever get to be bored anymore?
I haven't been bored in 30 years. I don't think, which is terrifying.
It's a damn shame, man.
Yeah,
being bored is good for your brain. Apparently, that was a parenting. Yeah. Lesson that I was told is like
that's what I told my parents.
Yeah. being bored forces your brain to be creative.
Yeah.
But I think my poor you know, long-suffering mother with three boys having to deal with us in the summertime. Like, I just remember it was fun for us, but it must have been part of her being like,
when
like she would
end?
Sit in a lawn
Is
chair.
Is it September yet?
Well, she would sit in the lawn chair in the backyard with like a hose, like with a pretty strong spray thing on it. And just kind of like, and we would run back and forth being like, blah, and she would just like try to nail us with this, you know, spray, you know, so she was probably getting out some like, oh God,
yeah, sure.
These kids and just get like, but we thought it was fun.
I feel like
mom, that's a little hard.
Yeah. Ow.
Summer's the time, I think, when also like your friendships deepen, you know, because like you have friendships in high school and then in the summer you actually spend time, like a lot of time together. And in a weird way, like some friendships fall away and other ones really get strengthened. And I think,
or make new ones in the summer. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you go away. Like I used to go away a lot of times to Europe and I, you know, have these incredible, wonderful sort of romances and they'd be done.
Yeah. Okay.
Tom's girlfriend was in Europe.
It's funny how none of us ever saw her.
That's yeah. Right.
We all have.
Gotcha. Those.
All right, Rich, you can tell us, you have a girlfriend song. You want to take us forward?
No, I thought this was the summer theme was my excuse to put Lotus Eaters on the playlist.
Oh, nice.
This first picture of crazy. First picture of summer. Oh, I mean, it's just perfect. But the comments I've had in the past, I realized that probably wouldn't fly very well with this group. And then I was going to put Sublime on because they do a version of Summertime called Doing Time.
Rich's greatest hits.
Avoiding so all the challenges.
I did it for you guys. I didn't put them on there. But I did. I'm going to pick a song that's probably not a super deep cut if you're up on new music in the last couple of years. My friend's band just played this. He introduced me to it this summer, so that's why I have this connection with it. The song is Texas Sun by Krungbin.
Oh yeah, that's great.
That's how you pronounce it. I really like the song. It's the first time I heard it was this summer. And then my friend John Tangeman, who's actually got music on Spotify, Jay Tan, shout out. But he played a concert with his son and his son's friends this summer. I went to a little show at a club, at a bar, and they covered this, and it just sounded great. And it's hot. It was really hot, and we're just drinking beers and listening to this, and there's probably 50 people there or something, but it was a good time. I think this song, this trio from Houston, this is with Leon Bridges as well. You know, it kind of captures a bit of the essence of the heat, Texas heat. Just lazy days of summer. So this is Texas Sun by Krungbin.
come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun.
What a beauty, man. What a great, great pick.
Yeah, it's a nice song.
Great yeah, song. I would have chosen it, but I can't pronounce their band name. So.
I'm guessing it's I've heard one other person in the world say
Krungbin.
I say Krungbin. Krungbin.
Yeah.
They're great.
Oh, all right, we're saying it, so that's what it is. It's Krungbin.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen there's one guy in this band who's got a haircut. That is a haircut. You know what I'm talking? He's got he's got this like super, super long hair, like almost like, you know, like down to the middle of his back. But then he's got like really sharp bangs across the front. Like it's a gutsy look. I got to give him credit for it.
Two guys and a girl.
Yeah. He's the guitar player. Mark Spear is his name. He's like the mastermind.
I'm looking right now.
Yeah. They're killer musicians. I mean,
those are sharp bangs.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I got to say.
It's a great song. Great. Leon Bridges is great. I can say his name. Krungbin, if we're saying it right. They're good. But yeah, those are some serious bangs.
Excellent pick. All right. Well, this is the end of our first round. We are going to do a vote at the end of this thing for our favorite discovery. So stay tuned for that. Let's switch Mr. Christopher Nashawaty and your second choice of our summer songs in this return to season two of Deep Cuts. What would you like to pick?
Well, this one's a little on the nose with the title, but it's one of my favorite songs by X, and it's on the See How We Are record, which I love. Came out when we were in college. It spent quite a bit of time in my CD player. So the song is 4th of July, which I believe was written by Dave Alvin.
The Blasters.
Yeah. So let's hear that.
Deep Cuts, Lost and Found.
Things just
Exene Cervenka and John Doe and the rest of X, man.
I love the way they harmonize. It's just so great. It just, it shouldn't work, but it does. And it just, I don't know. I love this band. Every time I hear them, I just get happy.
How come Dave Allen didn't get to sing that one?
I don't know. I think it's just a straight up cover.
Yeah. Okay.
But they just have this certain quality, this sort of like realism, this melancholy that still is inspiring somehow. I like everything about X. They're great. I was introduced to them in a dorm room when I was, you know, a sophomore or something, you know, just a super cool lady who lived across the hall. I was like, come here, you know, brought me into a room, put on an X record and said, you got to hear this. And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah, sold.
Sold. Yeah. It's done.
All right, Derek, you get to take the next spot.
I don't know. I became aware of this band when the record that this song was on came out in 2010. It's an LA band called Best Coast, comprised of Beth Cosentino and Bob Bruno. And they just have a real summer feel to me. You know, they're just kind of soaked in sun and soaked in reverb and, you know, just have this real kind of spacey, stoned LA quality to them. And I really like this record. You know, it's got a little bit of kind of Beach Boy vibes to it a little bit too. I don't know. It's just a summery song to me. And the video is very summery. It's like her cavorting on a beach with a guy in a Ronald McDonald costume, having like this sort of magical beach day date with Ronald McDonald, which just has this kind of weird absurdity to it that somehow works. But it's a song called When I'm With You by Best Coast.
It's Deep Cuts. The world. Nobody wants to sleep alone in the summertime. Oh, so fun, you, so full.
That's a great song. Best Coast are terrific. Crazy for You, great album. I almost picked Summer Mood. Co-sign on this pick. Sure. Absolutely. For sure.
Great, great.
Yeah, they have a song called L.A. Nights or something that I almost picked as well. That feels like a summer song to me, too, from a later record. But I don't know. This one seemed a little more kind of, you know, happy beachy as opposed to.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I love duos, too. Bands that can put it together with just a guitar and drums.
Yeah. And they're kind of a funny couple in the respect that, I mean, they're not a couple, but they're partners. You know, she's, you know, the main songwriter, and but he's like, you know, the sort of guitar wizard, you know, with all these like crazy effects pedals and like, you know, really fun guitars. And, you know, but they both have a little bit of like an LA shut-in vibe about them too. You know, like they got a little agoraphobia aspect to them, I think.
They don't like live the LA life. They like to just write about it and make songs about it, basically.
If I were outside, this is what I'd be doing.
Totally. I think they really capture a lot of what I love about LA, because you're absolutely right. They capture it in a really unique way. And some of it is sort of like the surf rock slash sort of like almost Ramones simplicity and warmth, and a little bit of like the, you know, Jesus and Mary Chain noise, you know, kind of thickness, which is beautiful, and the Beach Boys harmonies. And it's just, they're such a, you know, LA is a very unique place. And I think they kind of capture it in a really fun way. I love this pick. I think I'm next. So
You are next.
I'm next. So I'm gonna play.
I'm debating.
I'm gonna play a band from Sweden.
Of course,
they're a duo as well.
Well, that's good. And at least there's a through line here. The duo.
That's right. It's a duo. So it's a band called Coop. They're from Sweden. It's two guys. They basically chop up lots and lots of samples, and they make pop songs that sound like there's no samples, which is kind of a neat way of doing it. They have a Japanese-Swedish singer on this particular song who I think has just a really wonderful vocal. It's a song which I love, and then suddenly I heard it at a mall, and I suddenly felt very self-conscious about it. So maybe you guys all know the song or not, but it's the band Coop, and the song is called Summer Sun.
Happy or sad, you always
I just love how they have like such a fun energy to it, and
it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's got a little bit of a Girl from Ipanema vibe to it.
It does.
It's easy breezy. I mean, for a second there, I thought I was about to be introduced on the $20,000 pyramid.
Price is Right.
Price is Right or something.
I'll take
like
the
that.
Showcase number two.
Yeah, but then it went all sort of like, you know, Stereolab, Astrid Gilberto of a sudden too. So that was good. That was fun.
They make sort of fun, jazzy choices. And, you know, it's almost like they did a really good job of sticking with like the basic principles of the people that they're ripping off. Like, you know, they're stealing from samples of great jazz records, but they make really sophisticated choices. And you're like, I don't think these jazz cats that are being sampled would be upset about it, I would hope. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think Bob Barker would say, fine, that's great.
Yeah. Exactly. But it sounds like a song. It doesn't sound like, you know, something.
Oh, it does. You're
cut
right.
Up and put apart. You know, it sounds like a whole piece.
Yeah, it's the fun part of it, I think.
I like it.
Billy, where do you want to take us?
From Sweden? Sweden?
Yeah, duo from Sweden.
All right. Well, I'll bring it back to home then. I'll go with a local group, Buffalo Tom.
You almost sound depressed about that. okay.
Let's do this exotic, you know. But Buffalo Tom, UMass grads. There we go. And again, this is a song, I guess, that's nostalgic and reminiscing about summer's past. The song is called Summer. Apropos, I suppose, of the theme of the night. And I love the way Bill Janovitz sings the chorus, you know, you wasted every day, you know, talking about how, you know, I think we all take for granted the summers that we have and we kind of waste them. But on the other hand, I think wasting them is kind of the point. When I think back, not having any responsibilities or commitments is kind of the point. And that's what I miss. You know, we're adults now and we all have something to do in the summer, but back in the day, you know, you didn't have to accomplish anything. It was just, you know, you could just embrace doing nothing. And I love that.
I love when Bill gets wistful.
I'm always wistful. I'm always wistful.
You live in a constant state of wist.
I am full of wist.
It's so true. So I'm wistful for those days, days without a care and the freedom, you know, without, you don't have to accomplish anything. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. You can daydream, you can hang out, you can do whatever. This is Summer. It's by Buffalo Tom.
Deep cuts.
Follow me.
mean, I completely agree with the sentiment that it's great, but it seems like he's criticizing the fact that you didn't get anything done during the summer.
I know. He's I think, taking the attitude of, you fool, like youth is wasted on the young. But I like to think of it a little differently.
Okay.
That's fair. You know what's nice about that song is the backup singing.
Yes.
Yeah. Really good. Really good.
Yeah. This is from Sleepy Eyed 1985. No, I'm sorry, 1995. So past their prime.
It's definitely like a waning days of summer song, you know, where the, you know, the summer's ending and,
right,
you know, reality of the school year, things changing is becoming a reality.
Sneaks up on you, right? I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know, one week you're like, oh, I can stay up to 9 o'clock. You know, it's still light out. And then next right. you're like, oh, fuck, I got to get ready for school. I miss the summer days when you just, nothing really mattered, you know? And, you know, you go to Little Peach Nash. We'd go grab some, you know, lemon heads and grape Fanta soda and whatever, and ride our bikes and play some stickball. And who cared? Like, there was nothing to, you know, accomplished. There was
just
no
be goal. Home by dark.
Yeah, right.
I remember Rosemary Pool was like, we're, yeah, that yeah. was like, that was like babysitting for my mom. She would just drop us off,
yeah,
like in the morning, and then she'd show up somewhere near dark,
right,
you know, just collect us. And they're like, okay, they didn't drown, let's take them in the car and take them home, you know.
That was the pool. I went to the pool racket, and I was dropped off, and I was supposed to be picked up by one of our friends, and she didn't come for me. We're playing frisbee across the pool, and I slip and fall and break my teeth. I smash my teeth against the gutter. I'm 10 years old. Of course I do. I mean, that's a classic Fido move, right? And it's like, okay, we're going to have to find a dentist in the middle of the night. Yeah. And we had no cell phones or anything. It was just like, okay, just don't open your mouth for the next few hours because it's going to really hurt because your nerves are hanging out.
No wonder you want to leave summers alone.
But those are good times. That's what I'm saying. Those are the best of times, Tommy.
All right.
Sounds great. I think we're all discovering that Bill really needs to take more vacations.
I think we're all discovering. Yeah. As soon as he gets wistful about dental emergencies, you know it's time for Billy to take a holiday.
That was the good old days when I broke the two front teeth.
Well, maybe Rich, you can salvage the situation. Where would you like to take us?
Try to end this. I'm gonna go with more of a nostalgic pick than really, you know, a
thank clever, you, Rich,
deep cut pick. But I was gonna go with my wife and daughter talked me out of it. A Death Cab for Cutie song that just happened to have summer in the title.
Wait, why did they talk you out of it?
Well, because it's they're like, sane. They're like, you don't want to be crying on a rainy day. And it's about, you know, it's summer is a metaphor for your better years.
Well, that's true.
And that's exactly what you're right. You're right up Bill's alley.
There's
right
the now, segue.
You know? I'm missing up right now.
I'm going to try and lighten this mood a little bit. But before I lighten the mood, I do have to just say I talked about this on the 1988 show about one of the best summers I had in 1988, freshman year, listening, driving around Sun Valley freshman year, stayed at one of my best friend's parents' place. We drove around in this orange rabbit and we listened to 10,000 Maniacs in My Tribe. He passed away in February. Not trying to bring it down, but I do just have to mention that it was one of the best summers, and I was going to play a song from that, but I decided that's just a little bit too personal, too heavy.
Who's your buddy?
Shout out my buddy Roger.
Roger. All right. Shout out to Roger.
So anyway, we had his memorial this weekend. It was awesome seeing all these people. There was like 100 and almost 200 people turned out for this thing in Seattle.
Good,
so,
good.
But it made me think about these summer songs and this other time I had. It was just a few years later, frolicking around the mountains and lakes and streams in the Northwest. And it's a bit more of a jam band than we're used to hearing on the show, but it's got all the elements. It's got bikinis, it's got coconut oil, it's got fresh cut grass, and it's a fun song. It reminds me of just driving down the road with the windows open on a dirt road, listening to this with my other friend Baldy. So this is Widespread Panic, Coconut.
It's Deep Cuts, Lost and Found.
I like coconuts, you can break them open, they smell like ladies lying in the sun. I like coconuts, break them open, they smell like ladies lying in the sun. If I had my way, I'd give a coconut to everyone. Well, I got a friend named Jack. Looks like a bone in a paper sack. That's my friend Jack.
Yeah, it feels like a good time, right? It feels like a good memory, like a bunch of people having a really enjoyable day.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's exactly. some real hippy dippy shit there.
Oh yeah, you should Jam see them live.
The patchouli is stinging my eyes.
I saw those guys live. It was crazy. Yeah, it's not as crazy as I don't think the psychedelic bluegrass that I'm seeing these days.
Right.
That I'm sick.
35-minute version of Darkstar, man. Good times, good times.
So what happens if you marry a deadhead, I guess.
Ah, that's why.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up our second round of options.
Oh, my God, we're done?
I know. So let's talk a little bit about...
I had a lot of nerves about going into this show. I had a weird dream, actually. Like I couldn't cue up a song. Dream where I was a DJ and I was trying to put on Billy Idol's Hot in the City, and I couldn't put the needle on the record.
That's probably
wait, so you had a dream from Tom's perspective.
I was gonna say, I'm not sure Hot in the City is part of my particular nightmares,
but you're the one controlling the DJ.
The song, and I could not put the needle on the record. I woke up in like a sweat.
You're living my nightmare world.
I couldn't get the rights. I couldn't get the licensing right. That was what the dream was really about.
Well, I'm so happy that I get to share all of my terrible fears, my performance anxiety.
I could not put the needle on the record.
Ugh.
And then I woke up in a panic.
Hot in the City was not played.
Hot in the City.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. All right, well, let's do some further listening. Yeah, and then we'll further talk listening. About what we listened to so far. So,
all right,
let's go around the horn. Chris, you started the show out. How would you like to? What would you recommend as further listening as a summer album or
Chris,
a summer song?
Summer. What do you want to listen to, my friend?
I'm going to go with XTC's Skylarking.
Oh, nice.
Which kicks off with, I believe, Summer's Cauldron, right?
I think you're right.
Or is it Season Cycle?
Season Cycle, I think, is the first one. But
okay. Either way.
You're in charge. Go ahead.
It's a song. It's just a very, like, you know, pastoral song. Yes. It's very nature song. Album rather, and it's I don't know, for me that it may have even come out in the summer, or at least I remember first listening to it in the summer, and that would be my choice.
What We Do in the Grass, or
yeah, Things We Do in Grass.
It is an incredibly pastoral record.
Yeah,
and it's great. I love it. I'm surprised you didn't go with DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince though.
Well, this is a deep cuts show, okay, and as enough. I've been told that was perhaps too, not, that was a shallow cut. Even though, that is my favorite song of summer.
And it's great.
It is great.
Way. It's old, a fantastic old, song.
Old folks dancing at the family reunion. What says all right, summer all right, more than that?
Moving on.
And it samples Cool McGann.
Exactly. All right, Derek, what is your recommended for the listening for summer?
One of the songs I was going to choose was Lou Reed's song Perfect Day from his Transformer record, which I always picture in my head happening in one of these like perfect, you know, New York City, you know, late summer days or something. I don't know if he references sangria, although he pronounces it strangely in the song. So I don't know. I think listen to Transformer. It's an amazing record. It's got Walk on the Wild Side, which, you know, I love, but I don't think I ever need to hear that again. But it's got, you know, Vicious and Satellite of Love, which I could still listen to over and over again. But yeah, listen to some Lou Reed. Listen to Transformer. It's awesome.
Very nice. I'm going to go with a relatively obscure record. It is...
Get out!
All right, she's a French-Tunisian singer-songwriter producer. Nice. Out of France. Samia Farah is her name. The album, I believe it's called just her, it's a self-titled album. It came out in 1999. It's one of those like first records. Like I feel like summer is kind of like your first record. It's like where you just throw everything in the can and just throw it out there and see where it goes. And I love the record. It's just a really interesting record. So it came out back in 1999. Samia Farah is the name of the artist, and the song that I would have played is Cool, but the whole record is wonderful. That would be my pick. Billy, where do you want to take us?
Very nice, Thomas. I don't know if I can go quite as obscure, but I'll go with Getz and Gilberto, their album nice. From 1965, I think.
Yep.
The Boss, or maybe 64. The Bossa Nova record, famous, of course, for Girl from Ipanema. Just a great vibe. I think Bossa Nova in the summer go hand in hand. So mm-hmm. I recommend Getz and Gilberto's album from 1964.
1963, actually.
Oh, Jesus. I got corrected on the first show of season two. Damn it.
Who knows? It might have been the international release of 64.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing a different release.
There you go. Rich, what is your pick for the further listening? What do you recommend to listeners to check out?
Other than In My Tribe by 10,000 Maniacs, which is, I think...
Have any other Lilith Fair recommendations, Rich?
Summer, yeah, really. Summer album.
Sarah McLachlan?
I had G Love with Special Sauce album, a song on there.
Nice.
That was obviously a fun one. I forget the album. It's just
self-titled album. Stick It in the Fridge.
Yeah, Cold in Beverages. Cold Beverages, Rhyme in the Summertime. That was... all good stuff.
I need to hear that again. Derek, can you please repeat that?
That's the only thing I remember.
Do it.
That.
Do it.
Stick it in the fridge. Stick it in the fridge. In the fridge.
That's pretty good.
In the fridge.
There you go. Somebody sample that. You got a hip hop beat for your next album. All right. So let's roll through. Let's talk about actually social media. So this is our return, our first show since coming back from our break.
We're back, baby.
Yep. We're a little different though. Like if you feel it's a little bit more rough and tumble than usual,
it's rough.
Yeah, it's rough. we're no longer producing the show with the lovely French company Angle. We had to part ways. And so we're now looking for potentially some sort of a wonderful engineer / producer to help put the show together. So it's hopefully not super complicated, but if you love podcasts and you love kind of going through the audio channels of different people and making them sound good in a mix together, we would love to get your email, your contact. We'd love to hear from you. So what's a good way of catching us, Billy?
Well, sure. You can check us out on Twitter at at New Wave Deep Cuts, or you can check us out on Patreon or Facebook. Just search for New Wave Deep Cuts. You'll find us.
Yeah, it'd be great. So again, if you are an engineer really interested in podcasts and would have fun taking our individual audio channels and mixing them into a better show than the one that you heard tonight, we would certainly love to hear from
you. Impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah. Wait, better show? Fuck that.
Well, let's go through what we listened to, because we're about to now step to the vote, which is essentially
picking the winner.
Yeah, picking the winner. Who had the deepest cut of the night? Whew. Again,
wait, it's not the deepest cut. It's the best deep cut.
It's the best deep cut. You're absolutely right. Good point.
It's the summerest.
The most summery song. So Christopher Nashawaty opened up the show with a polyphonic spree and the song called Light and Day, Reach for the Sun, from their debut album, The Beginning Stages of. Derek followed up with some New Orleans funk, The Meters, Sissy Strut, from their self-titled debut, two debuts in a row. I came in with Billy Stewart and the song Summertime, which you can find on a compilation called One More Time, The Chess Years. Lots of beautiful songs on that album from Mr. Billy Stewart. Billy came in with Josh Rouse and the song Summertime from an album called Subitulo. Do you know how to pronounce it?
Subtitulo. I think it's basically subtitle.
Subitulo. Rich came in with Krong Bin out of Texas with Leon Bridges guesting on the song. Texas Sun is the name from an EP of the same name. Chris came in with Los Angeles band X and the song 4th of July, a cover of Mr. Dave Alvin of the Blasters. So the album is called See How We Are. Derek came in with another LA band, Best Coast. I'm With You from their album Crazy For You. I came in with a band from Sweden called Coop. They are a duo, and they have Yukimi Nagano on the vocals. Summer Sun is the name of the song. Waltz for Coop is the name of the album. Billy came in with a Boston band, Buffalo Tom, and their song Summer from an album called Sleepy Eyed. And Rich closed out the show with a jam band, Widespread Panic. The song is called Coconut. Space Wrangler is the album. A very nice tribute to your friend. And so, yeah, sending some good positive energy out in there in the universe. So that's the batch. Do you guys feel ready to do a little vote?
Ready to go.
All right,
Tommy.
Everybody pop it into the chat. Let's see how it lands.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Tom, clear victor.
Oh.
Is it all Billy Stewart?
It's all. It's almost.
Well,
all
he got a coop. He got a coop vote too.
And Rich
a resounding victory.
All right.
Although Rich got a
Krung Bin
honorable mention for the Krung Bin. I almost went for that.
I almost went for that too.
Yeah.
Definitely my silver medal.
Neck and neck.
The Summertime was a real. That was a real fun discovery. I've never heard that before, and it was awesome.
Which one?
The Summertime.
Billy Stewart. Motorball.
Billy Stewart. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that wraps up. That is our first season. I should say our second season, first episode.
First, second, who's counting?
I know, exactly. I'm here with Derek Brain, Bill Federko, Richard Ayer, Christopher Nashawaty, myself, Thomas Golubich. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please send us a note. You know, find us on the social media channels and say hello. We'd love any ideas. We'll do some themes in the new season. And I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll catch you all soon. Best of luck to everyone. And Deep Cuts, over and out.
Peace.